Last month, the office of President Salva Kiir said the president signed at least 10 bills into law after the parliament passed legislation despite boycotts and other stalemates. The approved bills in 2022 include the amended South Sudan People's Liberation Army Act, the Political Parties Act, the Appropriation Act, and the Constitution-Making Process Act. MP Richard K. Muller, a member of the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, says deadlines have come and gone for the implementation of key provisions, including the formation of a permanent constitution drafting committee.
We have passed the bill on the constitutional making process, and I understand the president has also signed it into law. So there is now the Constitutional Making Process Act 2022 available for implementation. None of the mechanisms for the drafting of permanent constitution has been established. None has been appointed. The National Constitutional Review Commission has not been appointed. And the appointment is supposed to have taken place last year, as you say.
Last year, parties to the South Sudan peace deal agreed to extend the transitional period by 2 years in a roadmap that postpones elections to December 2024. Muller says the transitional period may elapse before the country has a permanent constitution in place.
Delays in any of the performance of the provisions of the agreement are quite worrying. Delays were the ones that made it possible for the roadmap to be adopted, so as to give more time for the consultation process. And the 24 months, which is contained in the roadmap, is supposed to take care of this constitutional making, permanent constitutional making process. The fact that there are delays will definitely affect the completion of the permanent constitution for South Sudan and even the elections that are supposed to follow.
Under the new roadmap, the Constitutional Drafting Committee was supposed to conduct the first civic education and collect data to establish public views on the permanent constitution making process is starting October 30th, 2022 and completed by January 30th this year. Maen Deng Alier, a lawmaker representing Jonglei State in the assembly, says the presidency should make the appointments as soon as possible so people can debate and finally agree on a permanent constitution.
There's no problem. The problem will be now if some provisions of what has been drafted, because it will involve the citizens of South Sudan, okay, irrespective of their status. They question various provisions, okay? For example, you will question some things, some people in the academia will question some things, the political entities will question some things, okay? Now, that discourse is what we are going to agree upon, okay? If we say that order has been drafted, the time that will take us to discuss will be more than the time provided within the framework of the roadmap.
South Sudan Minister of Justice Ruben Madul Arol says the 2022 Constitution Making Process Act has been fully enacted by President Kiir.
I'm not very much worried about the timeline because already the parties are committed to implementing this law as soon as possible. And that's why the stakeholders, as we're speaking, are sending in the nominees to the reconstituted commission.
Arol says once the reconstituted commission is in place, it will do its works and the constitution-making process will be completed in what he calls reasonable good time. That will make it easy to hold elections next year. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.